Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen, and here we are today discussing the reduction of karma as well as providing psychic readings for our callers. And we have several in the queue already. Welcome. Thanks for joining us. And we do get to your calls at about 15 minutes after the show begins. So please do keep your place in line because I take calls in the order they are received. We want to invite you to join us on Facebook, on Twitter, also here on Blog Talk Radio. You can click on the follow button, follow our show. 562-596-7818 is the number to call for further conversation beyond what the show can accommodate. And our call-in number for those who haven't called in yet, 914-338-0164. And please do press 1 to get in the queue. So reducing karma. Everybody has karma that is on the planet. That's why we're here. We're here to reduce karma. We come in with karma. We produce new karma. And everybody has a different karmic journey. So what one person might do to reduce karma to get to the next level of their life in their subsequent incarnations or transcend may be different than another's, because we all have varying degrees of karma. And it can get kind of confusing when we're navigating our own life and trying to figure out what to do to effectively reduce and eliminate karma.
Yes, and that individual karma is also connected to other areas of karma and other parts of a person's life, which may lessen or increase the impact of what that karma is. So that's why it's difficult when people start to compare their life to somebody else and they don't think it's fair. Well, it's because it's the individual karmic dynamic that may account for that quote unfairness. So you never know. I mean, sometimes what we do in business is affected by what we do in our home, and there's a karmic connection to it. Other forms of karma may be due to the intensity of the karma, may be due to a past life altercation or some kind of confrontation in that particular lifetime, which has increased in intensity over the past lives going forward, because it's been, no one's really addressed it in any direct ways. Now it's a big problem.
Right. And it can get tricky because some people are born into such extreme karma and they're beset by difficulties for their entire lives. Whereas some people are extremely lucky and have seemingly great karma, but that can be a catch-22, because if you have a great life and great karma, you can produce new karma unwittingly and then come back multiple times as a result.
You can.
Or fail to reduce the karma that you came in with because life is so good
that you don't do anything
yeah. about it, that you just enjoy life rather than really making an impact on the world and your fellow human being, animal, et cetera, et cetera.
We tend to think that we come into the world innocent, but we don't. We don't come into the world innocent. No one is innocent coming into the planet. We all have some debt to pay. And even those who seem to have a golden apple life and they are just the most pleasant things on the planet, there's still karma. The karma,
right.
Sometimes karma starts at the level of transcendence, meaning that there's still the element that one is entering the planet in order to find the highest forms of transcendence from the point at which they departed from the planet. But that doesn't mean that, you know, you're not going to go through sickness, you're not going to have troubles and tribulations, even small ones on the playground, more or less, than in the bigger arena of life. So we're all susceptible to some form of karma. Of course, the karma you're referring to, Kristen, is the intense karma of babies being born under the worst conditions. Of course, this is, an attitude of karma. And how do we really address it? When you see kids that have cancer early in life and they're in the hospital and they're cheering up the hospital staff and cheering up kids on the ward, I mean, these are gentle, highly elevated souls that have really come in. They're old souls. They're not young souls. And we tend to think, oh, you know, they're innocent or they're just perfect. It to the extent that they're acting so gallantly in the face of their illness. But these are people who worked to get there. They just didn't pop into the planet and decide to put on a happy face in the face of adversity. So the journey that we have, the journey that we start with, is in continuation of the journey we left. And why is there such dichotomy in our lives? Well, because in our journey of life, we gather good karma and we gather bad karma. And the two sometimes join forces within a lifetime. So, you know, that's why people will say, count your blessings. In other words, count the good things you came here with. You haven't lost those, and count on those. When you count, it's a number. Count your blessings. Count your blessings. Was that really, you know, it doesn't say consider your blessings. The attitude is count your blessings. So when we go into count, we go into numbers.
Right.
And of course, that takes us into our world of numerology, which we depend on with great emphasis in terms of analyzing the code of one's birthday.
Right, and the code of one's karma.
Yeah. A birth date is also a karma code. So it's just not a birth
date. And it's a transcendence code too. So you want to say that as well.
Yeah, it has a karmic side, a transcendent side. And the two are very distinct. There's no question that there are sides to a birth date, just as there is no question that there is a date or a number to a birth date, and various numbers. We tend to think, when we look at a master number, we tend to say, well, I'm a master number. That's my master number. That master number is derived by many numbers.
Multiple numbers, exactly. And there's not only multiple numbers, but there's spaces between the numbers. There's all kinds of different calculations, much less the multiple meanings that are attached to specific numbers or groups of numbers themselves.
It's interesting because the space between numbers, imagine that as the space between lifetimes. What is that space? What did you do between lifetimes? What were you doing on the astral realm? Is there anybody out there that can tap into it? Some of us tap into it with dreams, imaginings, but what about accompanied by pure validation? It's enough to say, well, I know. I have a sense I really know what I was doing between lifetimes or what I was doing in a past life. And that's good criteria because, after all, it's a subjective experience as well. But when we get into the objectivity of karma and what is really brought us here and why we are here, and what was our conduct between lifetimes, and how did we treat the energy that we were dealing with? That has a certain objectivity to it as well, because it's like the camera doesn't lie. The events are part of the subjectivity of our experience, the events themselves, what really happened. So when we strip away the elusive mind, and we get to the core issues of the facts of karma, then it becomes a living program. And it's very hard to grasp that, because even a good psychic or a good interpreter is still relying on a certain sense of subjectivity, and we have to depend that they're getting their information from a higher source,
right,
which is still subjective.
And not only that, Neil, but part of the reduction of karma involves encountering people from past lives, resolving karma with individuals, which could be meaning joining with people for a specific amount of time, an undetermined specific amount of time, or separating from people. And so when we get into our own individual unique lives, it's difficult, I think, for the layperson to know what to do in specific situations. Should I stay attached to my family, or should I separate from my boyfriend? So on and so forth. It gets very tricky. And you really do need a good guide to be able to determine what the best course of action is for each person.
Well, yes, you do. Luckily,
should I get on that plane? Should I not get on that plane? Should I make that move? I mean, it's very,
right,
you know, it gets very, very detailed in terms of the decisions each one of us has to make.
You know, Jiminy Cricket.
That's coming up lately a lot.
Yeah. Well, it's really a collodion. We think of it as Walt Disney cartoon, but it's really an Italian fairy tale by an author named Collodi. But the Jiminy Cricket character, let your conscience be your guide. First of all, for those out there listening, your conscience needs to be your guide.
Conscience.
Yeah, not a seer or a psychic.
Right, of course.
You own your guide, and you're responsible for those guidelines. Sometimes we get into areas of mystery, or we need assistance or help, and that's what a seer does. That's what a psychic does. They're supposed to give good, legitimate help to those who are in the void or in a world of bewilderment. And seers and psychics were originally the surveyors of sea voyages. They actually counseled old captains and people going on odysseys and such things about what islands to go to, what they might encounter. It goes deep in time in terms of what a true seer does. Now we call them advisors in the financial world, financial advisors, political advisors, commentators. But in the element of the metaphysics of life, in the supernatural elements, we still have those, well, hopefully those qualified and analysts and seers and guides who guide the soul, who guide the spirit. We tend to think it might be a rabbi or a priest, a pastor, a counselor, even a truant officer.
Or a friend even.
Yeah. But when we get into the element of probing deep into the soul and the past lives and karma, then that's where the specifics of a seer or a psychic really come into play.
Right. And I didn't mean to imply that people shouldn't rely on their own conscience to make decisions at all, because we need to be responsible for ourselves. But we wouldn't have a radio show if people were only relying on their own conscience, because people get confused when the situations get
sure. You try to fix it at home, and hopefully you don't have to call a plumber or electrician. You try to do it on your own, and if you don't, then you call somebody in that you trust and has some form of qualification.
Right, and so we're talking about, too, you know, if you're knowing how to reduce karma and knowing how to make decisions for yourself as an individual, that really does require, if someone's going to be completely self-responsible, the alignment of the entire chakra system, which can go off track.
That's
as
right.
We know.
Talking about the best rule of thumb in any given chakra system theme, or in any given set of circumstances in life, take your seventh chakra and put it in as your presiding officer. Is it what you're doing? Is it spiritually healthy? Is it morally healthy? Is it ethically healthy? Is it for the good of all things on the planet? That's the seventh chakra. The lower you go, it will be more or less defined as, is this good for me? Who cares about anybody else? I'm just concerned about myself. Now, somewhere in the middle, we can have a marriage between the two. But when we get into the highest forms of human activity, someone may say, you know what, I didn't think about myself. I only wanted to save this person, or I was only trying to think of this person. I wasn't considering my life. That seventh chakra energy, not that we're all entitled to have to go there and utilize that, but it is the highest form of energy that we have.
Okay, we're going to pause until Friday on the discussion because we've got a lot of callers. So is that okay, Neil?
Yeah,
we can continue.
Yeah.
Because it's interesting. I mean, every topic is interesting that we discuss, but this is particularly interesting and hopefully helpful to those that are listening. And we do invite callers to ask questions about our topics, too. I mean, you're welcome to ask personal questions, but we also like when you respond to our discussion. Okay, let's bring on our first. 206, are you there? Hello.
Oh, hello. Hello.
Hi,
you caught me off guard. Oh, my name is
Yvonne.
Oh, I'm
sorry. Yvonne?
Yeah.
And okay, you're a little bit faded. So if you could talk right into your phone. Yvonne, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Seattle.
Okay. How's the weather there?
It's mild. It's going to be a storm coming soon, but it's okay.
We're lucky.
It's all right.
Yeah, I like
yes.
that. We Neil and I are fans of stormy weather. So, Yvonne, what's your birth date?
Okay, my birthday is April 3rd, 1953.
Okay. April 3rd.
Yeah, you Kristen felt that already.
Yeah, I wrote down your month and day before you told me, but.
Wow. See, I'm a first-time listener and caller, and I really enjoy your presentation, introduction to karma. Great knowledge. Great.
Do you have a specific question, a personal question, Yvonne, today?
Well, if you could connect to my, spirit guide and see how I'm going on my path here.
And you're a 25-7. She's 53, which is interesting because that's the year of your birth, Yvonne.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you are 53.
Oh, she's...
is that right?
No, she's 53 and she was born in 63.
Oh, she's born in 63?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, no, 53.
She's born in
53. Oh,
53.
Oh.
So I'm
so wait, she's...
10 years
60.
old.
She's 63.
Yes.
I was thinking, is the math... Now, that was a mathematical error because there's no way you could be born 53 and be 53 years old.
I wish I was that... Yeah, I wish I was that age again, yeah.
That's so funny. And I had a little, sometimes I have some trouble with arithmetic. Well, I'm still learning, what
yeah,
can I say?
Don't feel alone, no problem.
So you're 63 years old, and you're actually in your ninth, in April, you started your ninth cycle of your math. Is she a seven?
19, yeah.
She's a seven, so
yeah.
It's your ninth cycle of seven, correct?
Yeah.
63.
Yes.
So you're in. You begin a new cycle.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess I do know my life path is a seven. I do know that. Yeah.
Yeah. So that pertains to the seventh chakra service. It's a great master number. Actually, Neil's a seven, but different karmic number, 34. So your karmic number is 25. So at the age of 25, Yvonne, there may have been a change in your life. That would have been in 1978.
Yeah, I guess.
What happened
yeah.
in 1978?
Oh, boy, I can't think that far back, Kristen. Oh, my goodness. Let's see. Oh,
That's okay. Just ruminate on that for a moment. And
okay,
maybe something will come to you in the course of the reading or another day. You can call back. But
right.
Well,
right.
Yvonne,
yeah.
That was 1978 when you were 25. But I want to ask you something. Mm-hmm. Maybe between the age of 30, 35, was there any particular, maybe I got the age wrong, but was there any particular crisis in health that you had to go through? So we're looking at the area of health and crisis. Was there anything in particular that you have gone through thus far in your life regarding health issues?
Oh, boy. Maybe, let me see. Maybe maybe I did go to a health issue, I guess, the thyroid and all that. Yeah.
So you have a thyroid condition?
Yes, yes.
And Yvonne, in your lifetime, did you ever smoke, any cigarette smoking?
Yes, I did, yes, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so what I'm going to do, what we'll do here, first of all, I'm going to put a little blessing out over your health energy. Not that there's any scare. There's no scare right now. I just want to put that out because you're 63. I'm even older than you. And we still have a lot of good life ahead of us. So there's no indication that you're going anywhere. But I want to put out a good, healthy attitude of energy for you. And let me ask you something else. I may be wrong here, but are you currently single?
I'm a widow.
Yeah. So the widow, that's why I'm getting into the area of the health attitude, because your husband crossed over probably due to health issues.
What year was that, Yvonne?
He passed away in 2010.
2010. So I'm so sorry.
And was that a health issue related thing?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Was he? Yeah. Would you say that he was basically a good man, but health failed him?
Definitely. Solid as a rock.
That's what I think, Yvonne.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
I'm getting a little bit of a vibration from him. So when the vibration hits me, I get emotional. I got to stop, collect my emotions. But I'm getting something from him. I don't know what it is yet, but I was getting a vibration from him. He first of all wanted to thank me for saying that he was a good man, that health failed him, and that he was a good man, and he wanted to tell you thank you for saying I was rock solid.
So that's
the first thing he's giving me. Did he have you were his favorite, but did he also have a favorite dog or a favorite pet?
Yes, he did. Yes, yes. yes, a dog.
Go ahead, you can. A dog, a favorite dog?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
He's
telling me. Go ahead.
Oh, he didn't. He didn't last too long. He had he passed away before, he did.
Yeah, well, He's telling me that in his passing, Yvonne, and this, you're alive, he's crossed over, but he's saying that in his passing, you were his rock solid love too. You were, he appreciated that he shared a life with you. He also loved his dog as long as he had that dog and the comfort. So he said that in spite of the difficulty he went through with health, which probably was karmic, he had loving support. Is that true?
Yes. Yes, he did.
So what he's telling me, I believe he's going to try to make an appearance to you in a dream. He's been trying to get through to you, not for any great reason other than a loving embrace and to let you know that he's okay. I'm also seeing something. Did somebody have a gold tooth?
Not that I can recall. No.
Well, is there any theme of gold? He's showing me gold. I don't know what it is. Did you keep his wedding ring?
No.
I don't know. It's difficult because we're limited time, and he's showing me something gold. I thought it was a tooth. Was there anything about his teeth? Did he lose a tooth? Anything in regards to his mouth?
Maybe that's forthcoming.
Oh, well, it could be. Sorry for the vagueness there, but we're getting his element. We're getting his element in, Yvonne. He decided to come into this brief reading to embrace you, tell you he loves you. I know that may not be all the answers you're seeking, But at least for the brevity of this radio reading, there's something there. When the soul comes over from the other side to touch base, and they touch me hard enough to get me emotional, I know it's for a good reason.
I appreciate that, and for the time that you gave to me to tell me about him. Thank you so much.
No, you're very welcome, Yvonne, and you're welcome to call back. We didn't get his birthday, but maybe you call back on another show and we can get that from you.
Yeah, you're always welcome to call back. You sound like a very gentle person. You're always invited to call back here.
Okay.
Okay.
Yvonne,
thank you
so much.
Oh, thank you. Let the other callers come in. Thank you so much, you guys. Blessings.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Take care. Okay, bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, so we have a lot of callers, Neil, and about 30 minutes left. So we're going to have to make these somewhat brief for the rest of the show. Hi, Amy.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you? 12:29:69. She's at 9:12:03. What's going on?
I was listening to your show, and I wanted to ask you, when you talked about we come in and we're not innocent or whatever, does that relate directly or indirectly to the religious concept of original sin? I'm not sure if I have to expand on that, but like I was taught, you know, in a religious sense that we come in with
Catholic.
Original sin, we have to be baptized. Well, I was Lutheran, but we have to be baptized to remove that stain. And I'm just curious if that's kind of where the interpretation may have come from.
Yeah, and the Catholic Church, Lutheran, Episcopal, they're kind of the same doctrine-wise, except the separation from the Pope. So, yeah, the original sin. Yeah, we come into the planet with sin. I don't think baptizing actually gets rid of it, but, you know, or else we would transcend at the point of baptism, right?
Well, baptizing is an element that there is a promise. A place that our souls can finally find rest and peace in the process of life. It's not a given that biblically speaking, it's also cosmically speaking, because when we get into the biblical passages, we're really getting into God breathed this living soul into the human body.
Right. And I think aside from karma, sorry to interrupt, but aside from karma, the idea of original sin comes from the Garden of Eden. So Adam and Eve were the first man, and the original sin is because of the sins in the Garden of Eden. So that's on that stamp is on every human being.
Yeah.
But regardless of their past life.
You know, we tend to think that Garden of Eden is some place on the earth and we're looking for it. It was really in the astral realm that real pure garden existed. And when we get down to the physicality of the earth, where women cry in labor and men sweat on their brow from working, and that we have this death sentence upon us, that we no longer had eternal life, and now we have to seek it through the body to the soul, we have to get into this premise of what is the concept of original sin. And I think original sin, the concept of original sin is that we are in the contrast between soul and body. So until we are purely in the soul spirit state, we are all somewhat flawed as human beings. And it's also to remind us that that there's something higher, more supreme than us. So the reminder of that becomes a journey through life and our adherence to something higher and more noble, more light than our own energies is something we attain to. So in essence, the fabric of sin covers both areas, Amy. Mm-hmm. They kind of work together, but in the final interpretation, it's all about the body joining the soul joining the spirit, and seeking transcendence through life.
Okay. Yeah, I've always struggled with that concept and that word. I always thought it was just an offensive word to put on a child or a person, and I've switched my view on it actually, and I could never really explain it to people why I didn't baptize and then I'm okay with baptism. I think it's a little off in the way the church does it, but I think that there's definitely good to it. So I appreciate the conversation around it, because it's, you know, I don't think it needs to be dogmatic, but I think it's a positive thing.
Right. Yeah. Right. And surely the idea of the innocence of children is still a very strong theme within our, which should be within our consciousness. Suffer
right.
the little children, for unto them is the keys to kingdom, the wisdom
kingdom
of God.
Kingdom of heaven.
Yes, absolutely, Amy.
Okay, Amy, thank you so much for your question.
All right, thanks.
Okay, take care. Okay. All right. 404 is our next.
Good morning. Namaste to you guys.
Hi, who's this?
It's Lolita from Georgia. Sure,
oh,
I'm not sure if you remember me, but I talked to you a couple years ago.
I remember
Yay.
You. You had a
awesome.
Dry cleaning business. I remember that. Is that right?
Yeah, I used to have one, and we were working on getting my funding, so we cleared up the karma one from 2008. Neil hit it on the spot, but guess what? I now finally got my ice cream store, so I wanted to share that with
right.
you.
Oh, that's right. And I think
it
you spoke with your father
3 months
on
ago.
Another occasion. So,
yeah,
Lolita, what's
yep,
your birthday again?
1230,
I don't remember
72?
You.
No, you're, 1230, I don't expect 72. You to. Yes.
3, 4, 5, 6. I usually I remember people's master numbers, but for some reason yours has escaped me. 16 and 9. 25, 7.
It's amazing you remember the dry cleaning business.
Yeah, I mean,
I know.
Father. But anyway,
I'm just surprised. It was a couple years ago. It's amazing. So thank you for remembering.
Oh, you're welcome. What was your question today, Lolita?
I'm not sure if I need to ask a specific question, but.
No, you don't. If you want
a
general reading, that's totally
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, just general, because I've really done a lot of energy work the last, say, 2 years. So it's definitely shifted. But
good.
I'd love to, you know, see what you guys pick up, because, you know, you guys hit it on the nose about karma.
Oh,
with
good.
My situation.
Well, we hope to educate here.
Well, currently, as we speak, I'm getting a lot of energy in the second chakra. Now, the second chakra is considered our sacral chakra, our reproductive chakra for women. But so we look at things like birth and the whole aspect of, I guess, female sexuality, the essence of being a female. But we're also looking at the second chakra on a higher level as creativity. Because it creates, it's the element of creation. It's the pathway to where babies come out. So we have a sense of self-creation, self-evolution. And I get this strong energy field about you having energy regarding the second chakra, which in this case wouldn't be children currently, but would be self-birth, rebirth. Something going on in that vicinity. Now, Lolita, it could have something to do with a new concept, a new design, a new flavor, a new creation. Are you currently involved in any attitude of invention, creativity-wise, business-wise? Are you working on a new idea? Do you have a new concept? Anything like that currently?
No, this is 3 months, so I'm taking care of the baby. You know what I'm saying? I'm just really focused on that. I do my marketing. You know, I always change out the flavors of the ice cream. But as far as the face of the store, this is what it is, you know. So
oh,
I'm
you
settled.
Had a baby?
No, I call my store my baby. This is,
oh,
this is
so
the
maybe
store
that's why
is my child.
Oh, that's it.
That's why.
You actually call your store your baby?
I mean, I just did now for the first time. I don't know where that just came from, but this is, you know, when you opened up a business, this is your first priority. You know, it's like you gotta make sure that everything is going right. You're putting your marketing tools out there. So I'm on a constant flow of making sure I'm out there.
Well, you know what? Then I'm seeing where our minds are meeting here. That something is going to occur. How long have you had the ice cream store now?
3 months.
Okay. Something's going to occur in 6 months.
I knew you were going to say that. 9 months.
Yeah.
6 plus 3.
With the
nine.
Store, and it's going to be wonderful. It's going to be a great thing. I don't know what it is yet, but is it a new flavor that takes the city by storm? Is it something that you do differently? You got to start thinking, Lolita, of what you can do with the store that makes it stand out above and beyond all other ice creams.
I actually am that now as we speak. I'm the only one in the state of Georgia that carries Hershey's ice cream. When you walk in, my whole store is about Philadelphia and the 4th of July. Nobody has my creation, my layout idea at all at my store. Not
well,
even Pennsylvania.
Hey, Lolita too. Oh, go ahead. But I want her to tell what I want her to give the ice cream store name if she doesn't mind. What is that?
Lolita's
Unless you don't
Parlor.
Want to share it. I'm sorry.
No,
what
absolutely.
Is it?
I love sharing. Lolita's Parlor.
Okay, we're gonna look it up.
Yeah, and Parlor.
You should give away free copies of Lolita, that wonderful book by Nabokov.
Oh
no, I'm just kidding.
Well, that's how I got named.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, it's a great book. But anyways,
yes.
That's what we're talking about, you see. We're talking about that whole element. And, you know, Chris and I have a fixation with Hershey's. We've been recently getting
exactly.
these Hershey nugget candy.
I ordered some online for us because we got them somewhere.
Yeah.
Tried them and they were kind of good. I mean, I'm usually a finer chocolate person, I must say, but these are actually pretty good.
Yeah,
not bad.
So, you know, and Pennsylvania, their headquarters, aren't they in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
They've been in business since 1864. So I waited 3 years for them to come down to Georgia to be there just so they could distribute finally. So as far as my niche, like I do Tasty Cake Sundays. I have my own blend of coffee. So the tone is set already for the store and looking forward for many, many more. I do want to have six of my own of the same shop.
Well, that's what we're getting today. There's going to be something
six,
great.
And she said the number six, and you said in 6 months.
Yeah.
So that corresponds.
Yeah. So look forward to it. In about 6 months' time, there's going to be another great event.
Keep in touch with us, Lolita, okay? Nice to hear from you.
We'll do, you guys. Thank you, guys. Talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon. And we are on Facebook and on Twitter, Facebook, Neil Baker Psychic. You can like that page, and you can send us a friend request or follow us on Neil and Kristen Baker. That's where we are. Okay. Who is next? I have to check my little list. Checking it twice. Okay. 646. Hi, 646. Are you there?
Hello.
Hi. Who's
Hello.
This? Hi.
Hi. How are you? My name is Antoinette.
Good, how are you? Antoinette.
I'm fine. Yes.
Hi, Antoinette.
Hello. How are you guys? I'm enjoying your show. It's
oh,
awesome
good.
Show.
Glad to hear it. Where are you calling from, Antoinette?
I'm calling from New York.
New York. I think we've spoken with you before, have we?
All these literary names coming up.
I don't think so.
What's your birthday?
It's December 7, 1976.
76. Okay. 7, 8, 9, 10. Well, we're glad you're enjoying the show. What was your question?
My thing is stability. I'm going through a metamorphosis and transition, and I'm thinking about the direction, career, finances, moving. I need stability.
Stability. Well, yes, you have a 10-1 in your 12-7, so stability.
Well, the thing, Antoinette, the thing about your energy, you see your karmic number is 33, so, and your master number is 6, and you're 39.
Oh.
So that's 6 years beyond the age 33, which is a change right now for you. And to answer your question again, what happened in 2009.
Sorry.
2009, what happened? Real quickly.
I have no idea. I can't
remember.
Well, you don't have any idea, but there is an idea lurking back there. Where you're currently living, have you been living there 5 years or less, or was there a change?
Less.
Hence 5 years.
There was a change about three years and a half ago.
Yeah. So where I'm going is in relation to the change in, see, where I'm going with this quick reading is that there was a change of your location. So when you said, I don't know what happened in 2009, somewhere between now and then, I'm seeing a change in the location. So I'm trying to quickly gather the pieces for you to put a picture together. There's you're in this before December, something's going to come up that has to do with some attitude of light regarding financial stability. Right now, I feel that there was in your past a great loss of money. Was there such a situation?
Yes.
So the
yes,
loss
I
of
have.
Money. I'm sorry?
Well, I've always been around abundance or people in high positions, and I left an old relationship, decided to start over, and now here I stand.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you something. That I guess I'm trying to be the bearer of good news, because what I'm seeing is, I don't know where it's coming from yet. Don't have time for that. But I'm getting from, based on what I'm getting from you and the validations I'm getting from you on a purely psychic wavelength, I'm concluding that something's going to come in your favor regarding finances. Now, I don't know yet where it's coming from, but there's something there. Some part of me starts to feel vague about a family situation. I don't know if there's anything you're looking at in terms of family, possible inheritance, or is there?
Family issues.
There. Well,
is
let's
it what?
Just say, for the sake of brevity and the time factor, we have so many callers.
We do.
That we have something positive coming up for you financially based upon the criteria that I got psychically in this short reading.
Okay. When?
Well, that remains to be seen. You can call back on another show, Antoinette, or you can call to have a private conversation. I don't know. Is there anything you can say before we move on?
The fact that you're 39 and that's 6 years beyond 33, it's not a multiple of six. 42 will be coming up. So I don't know. Right now, if you want an answer, it's somewhere between now and the age of 42. But I don't know where yet. It is in that window.
It would need further investigation. And Antoinette, the number 562-596-7818, and you're welcome to join us here on Blog Talk Radio or on Facebook. Those accounts are linked on our
Thank
Blog
you.
Talk Radio profile.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you. Okay. Area code. We have so many callers. And the one who was next dropped, I think. So I have a very jumbled board here. 952 is our next. We've just had a lot of people come in and out, but still lots of callers. Who's this? 952.
Hi, my name is Betsy. How are you?
Betsy, hi. We can hear you so well. It's really rare that we hear a caller so clearly. So that's
well,
good.
Karma's a good thing.
I'm sorry?
I guess karma is a good thing.
Yeah, I guess it is, at least for this show. You and this show, that is. What's your birthday?
Yeah. 6/25/62.
And what is your question? Or what your location too, please, Betsy?
I'm living in Minnesota, and I'm living in a very abusive relationship for 35 years. And
oh, boy.
Trying to get out and trying to figure out what I need to.
Oh, I'm so sorry. And you're a 31-4. Do you have a birthday for your the person that you're experiencing this abuse?
Yes. August 20th, 1956.
56. Oh. 10, 20,
31. Well, Betsy, okay, here we go. You're both the same master number. You're both in your numerical evaluation, you're both a 31 = 4. Not made up of the same linear number, but of course, your master number is 4 and your karmic number both is 31.
And
your
that's
years,
your year.
Your years line up according to to each other's birth. His yep. 5 to your yep. 6 is 56. His 6 to your 2 is 62. So yep. we got to, yep. and then your days are interchangeable. Your 2 to his 0 is 20, and his 2 to your 5 is 25. Yeah. You have a sticky situation.
And their karmic numbers together are her year. 62.
Yeah.
31 and 31 is 62.
62 in the, and his month.
Right.
So you have, and so you have a, you have a, you have a sticky situation. Is it a
Absolutely.
Lifetime sentence? No. Well, anyone can tell you that. You know, if you're in an abusive relationship for 35 years, you've already gone 4 years beyond your big extended karma of 31. Your master number is 4. And when you've been in this relationship for 36 years, that will be 9 times 4. So I think that you probably could map out a strategy by which at the time that you've been with this person 36 years, you're free. You know, I'm only telling you this now. Huh? What?
I'm trying to get out right now. I'm trying to get my ducks in a row.
Yeah. Let me ask you something. Is there, just say yes or no, are there any children involved anywhere?
They're older.
Yeah.
But still.
But were, did you have children with this person?
Yes, sir.
And did you have as many as 2?
I had 3.
Yeah.
As many as 2, which.
As I thought it would be 3, but I put 2. Are there 2 of one sex and one of the other?
I lost a child, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so existing children, how many?
3.
And how many boys and how many girls?
I had 3 girls and a boy I lost.
Oh, the boy is
yeah.
the... Okay.
I got it. I understand. Okay, so a little complicated, but I think there's a way to strategize a departure, even considering that this has gone on for so many years and your energy is probably so tied up and convoluted with this individual that you probably have some really strong built-in reasons and complications for how you are remaining stuck. But that can be broken. It is not a severe bond of servitude to abuse throughout your life that you have to suffer for. So there is a way out of this that can be conducted both.
I just have to figure it out.
Yeah, I know. It's always hard. Sometimes it's hard.
Didn't we speak to someone else in this position last week on the radio? Same kind of thing, trying to get out of a relationship and not really knowing how to do it exactly yet. But
yeah, sometimes it's financial. It's, you know, geographical errors. There's just complications. Would you say this is a controlling person, threatening person?
Absolutely.
So your journey, have you sought a divorce attorney?
I have talked to a few, yes.
And
they told me to get my ducks in a row.
Yeah. And are you financially at odds with conducting your journey with full thrust?
Absolutely.
Well, you know, there are ways. If you look at life in a very physical way, Betsy, you might remain stuck. If you have faith and you don't wait for all your ducks to be in a row, I understand the strategy in that. But if you start to work on an attitude of faith above that and let a certain energy field assist you, you might be able to get a better liftoff than just to wait. I mean, you're already 54. And I don't know, 35 years, I would say that you've got to get on the ball if you want to leave this abusive relationship and let faith and some of the other higher elements of life hold you up while you're going through some of your trials and tribulations. I wish we had more time, but we're encouraging you to go forward on it.
And Betsy, you can call back. We're on the air on Friday again, or you can call the number I gave out earlier, 562-596-7818, if you would like to have a deeper conversation than the radio show can accommodate. today.
I would love to. Thank you guys very much, and thank you for giving me the information I can get. And
you're very welcome, and you're invited to stay connected to us, Betsy. So, you know, we're here to help.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Take care. Okay, 571. I keep saying take care today. Take care.
Yeah. Hi.
Okay. Hello. Who's this?
This is Sonia.
Sonia?
Yeah.
Hi.
42068.
I'm sorry, you cut out. 420.
2368.
And is it S-O-N-Y-A or S-O-N-J-A?
J.
J. Okay. What's your question? 789.
Kind of the transition between jobs, or looking at that right now. And
okay.
Looking for some insight.
Okay.
And also well health, but whatever comes through.
All right. So kind of a general, we've got very limited time, but we're going to give you a short reading. She's a 33-6, right? Is that right?
Yeah.
Ah.
Sonia.
And she's
43. Have you done any office management jobs or office jobs?
That's what I'm doing now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so transition between jobs. Yeah, I would say maybe in late October, early November, a job change. So to answer that immediately.
That's what I was thinking too.
Yeah, late October, early November, job change.
And should I be looking in state, or should I even be expanding and looking? I'm not much for,
Sonia, if you desire to stay in the state and you don't want to go through the hassle of moving out of state, there's still energy for you to have employment in state that I think would be beneficial to your life. So, so I don't think you need to necessarily move out of the state to find this job. Are you currently either single or in a bad situation in a marriage?
No.
Which one? No, neither?
No, not in a bad situation.
So you're in a relationship, in a romantic connection.
Yes,
but
married.
It's a good one.
Yeah, married with kids.
Oh, you're married with
married
kids.
Married with kids. Oh, okay. Do you have a sister?
No. Oh, actually, I was adopted. Yes, I have a half-sister.
Okay. Now
we don't keep in touch, so I don't think about her.
You're not in touch. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. From your vibe, I was getting something about your sister. So notch that one. That's neither here nor there for our reading today. You don't need to move out. I don't think you need to move out. I'm getting the office work management situation that you're in now, but you're going to be in a better situation where it's going to be a healthier environment, if you know what I mean.
Yes, definitely need that.
The discussion of something wrong, like in your marriage or something, was also, I think, coming from the attitude of your work environment. Because when we go into work environments, we actually go into a karmic tribal situation. Would
exactly.
you say that your work environment, does your work environment have some hostility in it?
It affects, affects the body.
Yeah. So that's what I was picking up on. So we don't need to worry about your marriage. That part was about something about your half sister and also something about your current job situation. So I think you don't need to move. I think you're going to be finding work somewhere late October, early November. It's going to be a better place for you. You're going to be happier. There's a sort of strawberry blonde, kind of a redhead woman that's going to be working there that you'll be very friendly with. So I just feel a good vibe there.
Okay. Will it be
and there was something...
also office environment or more creative or scientific or...
Sonia, where I'm predicting you're going is a better environment to answer all your questions about that. It's better.
Okay.
It's going to be a better place for you. Do you have your bachelor's in anything?
Yes, I have two.
Yeah.
I have a scientific one, and I have like more a creative one. So I have kind of a multi.
What is the creative? Do you mind expressing what specific area?
Sure. I have a creative writing background, but I also have a technical writing and science background.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm not doing any of that right now.
Well, you're going to be. I mean, I think it's going to come back and surface for you. Your master number is 6. You're 48 years old. You've gone through 8 cycles of your master number. 6 times 8 is 48. You're born in 68. Listen, you have a science degree, and I'm applying now the science of numerology to your life. There's going to be a change, and it will certainly come before April. I'm even putting it somewhere between October and November. And, you know, the other aspect I want you to focus on, just for your own creative mind space, is the science of biology. I want you to start thinking about the science of life, animals, amphibians, reptiles, mammals. I just want you to start focusing on that on a creative level. There's a reason why I'm saying this. I can't get into it, but do that just for your own mind amusement. Does that make any sense to you at all?
Yes, yes, completely.
Okay, so well, we are out of time, so unfortunately, you know, the readings are short on the air, but you're always welcome to connect with us again, Sonia. And
yes, thanks so much.
Hopefully that helps you. Okay. And we are back on the air on Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, continuing our conversation on reducing karma and talking to our callers. Thanks so much for your participation today, everybody. Bye-bye.